Good afternoon. I'm Namwa Delaney at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. We begin with widespread storm damage and a growing death toll across five states. At least 52 people are dead and entire neighborhoods are now wiped off the map because of a series of tornadoes. People in northern Alabama woke up to severely damaged or destroyed homes and trees that had been ripped apart. And Memphis area storms flared up and then moved northeast towards Nashville. More than half of the people who died, 28 of the 52, lived in Tennessee. In the western part of the state, at least 8 people had to be dug out of a damaged dorm at Union University. A university spokesman says 3 residence halls and another building suffered extensive damage. The presidential primary campaign is past the halfway mark, and it's still a long way from over. Super Tuesday put 24 more primaries and caucuses in the books, and yet nothing appears to be settled yet. Senator John McCain says Republicans now have a clear frontrunner, despite 2 challengers collecting their share of victories. For Democrats, the 2-way race to the nomination is, if anything, tighter than ever. Police in Germany now say arson could be to blame for a fire that killed 9 people, including 5 children. We showed you this photo yesterday of a baby being thrown from a 4th-floor window. Firefighters caught him down below, but the boy's mom is still hospitalized. German officials are holding a wreath-laying ceremony this afternoon. The chief medical examiner in the city of New York says actor Heath Ledger died of an accidental overdose while abusing prescription drugs. The toxicology results reveal Ledger had taken a combination of several medications, including painkillers and cold medicine. Ledger was found dead at his New York apartment on January 22nd. The FDA is warning fish processors to avoid buying seafood from the northern Gulf of Mexico. Fish harvested near a sanctuary off the coast of Texas is apparently at risk for a toxic algae known as ciguatera. The feds say at least 28 people have become sick. Grouper, snapper, amberjack, and barracuda pose the biggest threat. Well, that's a quick look at what's making news this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.